Previously on Do or Dice.
She's gonna talk to me about Gordon.
Okay, so we must attend that meeting at all costs. Yes.
Who in the nine hells is Gordon?
Gordon's my friend. He's a goat.
That's what I want to find out too, actually. So that meeting, probably a good idea.
Helen, I'd like to speak to you in private. No. What it is that my friend Jerry, he's dead. He's got ashes and I want them. And I had them and an Ordok took them from me. So I want you to take them back for me. It's like lots of ash in a folded up cloak tied up at the top.
What? Yeah, fine. Sure.
And you're going to get two pretty much like a circular chamber of doors coming off different sides. She's going to go up to one, and she's actually going to be stating her name, and the door is going to open before her.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
The doors are going to shut behind, and you're going to see along the walls little runes are going to flash into existence.
Sorry for the extra security, but given Bo's other friend, I think it's a necessity.
Sure. I don't know what that means. I'm Helen, by the way. I don't know. You just kind of glossed over and didn't introduce yourself or ask me about me. But
my
if you
apologies.
Were wondering, the...
Are you insulting a little girl?
You're not a little girl.
I am only 13 years old, yes.
Sure you are.
Yes, I have a birth certificate in my room if you'd like to see it.
Physically, you know, I'm not getting into this. You're whatever.
I'm a little afraid. Ava.
I know who you are now. You just said your name. I'm Helen.
She's going to look around.
Oh, he's a prick.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
I'm sorry. And she's going to look at Ordok. My apologies. And you are?
My name is Ordok. Ordok Fang.
I see you just... I'm sorry, Fang.
Fang.
Interesting. I see you recently had surgery.
Yes, but why is that interesting?
You're not dressed like one, but I once heard of... Maybe you had a paladin as an ancestor, as a relative close.
What have you heard about my lineage?
The name sounds familiar with your race. My apologies. My uncle is the head of the Thorm Church.
Hey, isn't that the church that you said you were a part of?
I'm just going to entirely ignore Helen and just say it's a pleasure to meet you, Ava.
You as well, Ordok. Good luck with the leg. Hopefully it works out fine. Gimel is still... new.
And she's going to have... Looks like she's going to keep saying more, but she's going to shake her head.
Bo.
Hello.
I have gathered a few books in regards to your friend. Now, what was it exactly you wanted to know?
If he really exists. Because I believe he exists, but sometimes people don't believe me. But I believe him.
He very much does exist.
Did you hear that, Ordok? I told you.
I believe you, Bo. I believe you.
Now, you may not be aware of it, Bo, but this is hard to explain. You are his speaker. You're the only one who can see or hear him.
Okay. Why?
How do I put this? He is a being of immense power, but can only influence our world very little. He happens to influence it through you.
I see. Do you think he did that because I didn't have any friends and he made friends with me?
That is a high possibility.
That's nice of him, wasn't it?
It was very nice of him.
What do I have to do?
For what?
Him.
That's the tricky part. I'm sure he's told you many things.
Yeah, mostly I just do what he asks me to do, or what he tells me to do. Sometimes he tells me to do things which are not very nice, but I just do them.
Many of those things are a way for him to cross the plains. Now, beforehand, that was not an issue. But since the barrier's down, our world is a little more fragile than it used to be.
John, was the barrier common knowledge?
Yeah, because of what Komar had to do to create it. It was kind of like a worldwide phenomenon, things vanishing at points in time.
So when she says that, I'm going to sort of look up at her and, what do you mean the barrier is down?
Did you not see the light show about a fortnight ago? The purple beams of light in the air?
Yeah, I had assumed that that was an isolated incident.
No, that was at every major ley line point on the planet.
Does that mean that Gordon can come more?
That means Gordon can come more, the dragons can cross back over, the Fae could walk among us again.
She has my interest.
Yeah, I'm just going to casually glance over at Goshen.
Now, the Archmage Komar created the barrier, but now it's only speculation, but some believe that he still lived, but that when he died, that's when the planes fell apart. That's when the barrier fell.
Did it have like a, you know, a horizon, event horizon? Could anybody pinpoint where it happened?
Or was it? Well, people suspect that it was actually, and she's going to look a little bit at Goshen. Northwest of here, the initial burst of light smacked into the plains and then was followed by others. I didn't get to witness it firsthand, but some others said it came from the direction of a recently destroyed town called Westspring.
I nod my head. I don't think there's a point in lying to her.
Indeed. There was a corrupted Elder Fae in the area, and his altar was destroyed. And then the lights.
How'd it get destroyed?
An explosion of some sort, I don't know. The same one that took our friend's arms and our friend Jerry's life.
Wait, so you were at the explosion?
Yes.
And you said your friend died?
Indeed.
What was your friend as far as...
human?
What'd he do? Did he have magic?
Yeah, he was a mage like her. Not quite as powerful from what I remember, but...
So, did the lights come after he died?
I don't know. The explosion kind of... Well, I was right there. I awoke a few moments later.
Did you know a lot about your friend?
I don't know. More, probably as much as I know about you, honestly.
He was young. He was from a farming town. He was not Komar.
Indeed, he was a farmer.
I don't think age really plays into it, considering one of the most powerful mages in this town is 13. I kind of motion over to her.
Thank you.
So,
well, if he was Komar, he did well. Not to speak ill of the dead, but...
Well, didn't you say that your Stumpy here has his assage on you? Maybe give him to the most powerful mage in the town for examination?
Stumpy has what?
The ashes?
Oh.
Of your dead friend, who's...
I'm just going to glare at
a lot like...
I don't think I actually knew that, so... I knew either Boat or Ordok had them.
I don't have them on me. Also, how do you know that?
Oh, your little buddy here tried to get me to knock you out and take them back from him.
Also, does Helen really... Does Helen actually put all this together?
The thing is, it's super, like, when you put the events out,
yeah,
like, just one after another, like, okay, this happened somewhere near where you guys were,
yeah,
and then this guy died, and it's like, it's kind of an easy puzzle to figure out when you have all the information, like, Helen
I
does.
Guess you are, like, super old, too, so, like,
yeah,
you're used
I'm
to
I'm over
these
200
things.
Years old, like, yeah. Stuff like this happens. Like, so...
All the time.
I'm kind of wise.
Like, every 5 decades.
Yeah. Like, shit, you know, I've seen it all. I'm 220 years old.
Yeah, I guess you were there when they got, like, shut down, right?
Yeah. Well, a little bit. I don't know if this is going to make it into the episode, but I was part of the Shattering War.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how my parents died. I was there when it all happened. In fact... How did... So, just a little bit into the past, did it look similar to when the planes closed to when they opened?
I'd say yes, yeah.
Oh, okay, well then, in that case, yeah, I'll kind of backtrack a little bit and be like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's what it looked like when they closed. Purple lights, I was there, so, yeah, it's, It sounds like your friend was probably Komar, guys.
I've been trying to eat him to get his power.
Wow, that's really disrespectful.
Ava's gonna turn like, excuse me?
Yeah, I've been eating him. Does you think that will work?
That's not how that works. That's not how any of this works.
What will happen if I eat him?
You might get sick. You have great fiber. Strong, solid poops. That's about it.
I found some red bits inside his ashes, like rubies or something.
Was the ashes cold?
Yeah, until I put them in the stew. And then they warmed them up again.
You're going to see she's going to mouth a series of words. And then her eyes are going to go wide. That's how he did it.
I also made a summoning circle out of them too.
That's also, she's going to cock her head and like, does no one watch him?
He was reading a book.
What book was he reading?
It was a history book. I don't know.
I just finished getting my ass kicked.
Do you think that will work?
Maybe not with him. Not with his ashes. I mean, that is a... Well, it might.
Do you think we can do anything nice with his ashes?
Besides bury them, or let me examine them, no.
Right. I mean, everyone's interested in my ashes. I don't understand.
They're not your ashes, bro.
Sorry, Jerry's ashes. Everyone's interested in Jerry's ashes. But they all say they're not important, but everyone wants them.
I want them to lay him to rest.
Well, it kind of sounds like they're the most important magical artifact. I'd probably stop eating them.
No.
For, you know, posterity's sake.
For God's sake.
Why? He was from a small farming town. There's no way he was Komar.
And you knew the town that he was from, and his family, and his story checked out? What? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't already know, Helen's not my real name. Hey, guys. Hey, actually, my name is Jerry, and I'm from a small farming town. So...
Wait. I have a whole other series of questions. If Helen's not your real name, why would you pick it?
Who the fuck are you to ask questions, my boy? Don't disrespect my name.
My name's not really bad.
I've been alive longer than your ancestors. So go fuck yourself, and no question my name.
And in all that time, it hasn't occurred to you to maybe change your name to anything?
In all that time, go fuck yourself.
Children, please. This is monumental.
Well, indeed, if it is a possibility, then perhaps we should give you the ashes, at least some, so you can look at them.
They're my ashes. Can someone ask me if I'm all right with this, please?
Well, I planned on splitting it between the two of you, you know.
No, this is... no, we didn't.
This sort of thing. Best for everyone, whatnot? I don't know at this point.
Oh, they're not your ashes. They're ashes
listen,
of our
friend. I'll give them to you because you're my friend. But you've got to teach me some powerful things.
I can try.
See, Orduk, I told you I'd get power with these ashes somehow, didn't I?
I'm not innately magic, you know. I'm not, yeah, I don't know. Didn't you just say that he was, like, inhabited by, like, a really old god?
That's a damn good point.
Maybe teaching him shit isn't the best, and maybe him doing stuff already fucked some shit up. Outside observer, I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm just here pushing a wheelchair.
Hold on now. There... I need to think about that, Bo, because your friend is right. You are being influenced by a stronger power.
You mean Gordon?
Yes.
Oh. Do you think Gordon's powerful, then?
I think Gordon is very powerful, yes.
Do you think he might teach me to be powerful? He has taught me some tricks. Do you want to see my tricks?
You can perform magic.
Just tricks, really.
Maybe another time.
I can make people come alive again when they're dead. But they don't really come alive. They just get up and walk about.
That's not a good thing.
And sometimes I can make people get sick. And other times I can make people get a bit better. And I can scream words into people's heads.
I think the damage is already done, my friends.
They're nice tricks, though. I can make fire.
I'm gonna start drawing an arrow and just, like, look at her, like, eh?
She's gonna shake her head like, no.
All right, put it away.
I say we've been pointing him in the direction of good. We've taken him with us, and... he's used his skills to help us in our cause.
I've been very good, haven't I, Orduk? I haven't done anything naughty.
You have, Bo. You've been good.
Now, I'll have to think on that, Bo, because it is potential for great harm if your friend Gordon gets any more control in our world.
Well, mostly Gordon's not interested in people that are alive. He's mostly like he tells me to do things with dead people.
That's okay.
Are you sure I can't put him down?
yes. How about we come back to this in a bit, Bo? How's that?
Yeah. Okay.
In regards to your friend, Jerry, could you bring the ashes to me?
I can.
Yeah, we'll make sure they get to you.
If it's what I think it is, it may answer a few questions.
Can you answer one of my questions very quickly?
I will try my best.
You always talk about Gordon like you know what he is. What's his name? What is he?
It is a good question, actually.
She's going to take a small breath. First, she's going to move her hand in the air, and the wards on the wall are going to get brighter. And look, it'll be like they're getting a little bit bolder, stronger. His name is Shub Niggurath, the black goat of the woods, the thousand young.
Doesn't sound nice.
It's fine, right, guys?
Am I right, Bo?
He did teach me how to make a goat before, make myself like a goat, and the words I have to talk about are being a thousand young. When I change the shape, I become one of the thousand young. That's what he said.
You are but one of Gordon's many friends. But you are perhaps one of the stronger ones.
Am I the most important one? Am I his best friend, do you think?
Time will tell.
I hope I'm his best friend. I've never had a best friend before.
Hey everybody, it's Trent here with Do or Dice, and I just wanted to take a second here to explain the giveaway a little further and let you all know how this one is working in comparison to the old ones. So if you haven't heard or seen our social media or community, we are running a giveaway in collaboration with Easy Roller Dice as per usual. This one is promoting a Kickstarter campaign that they're doing for their Metal Dice of Ancient Dragons series. Now, what's so special about these dice is that they're in a brand new, never before seen dragon font on their already really cool legendary metal dice. So with this giveaway, it's a pre-production set. It's as of right now, I don't know that you can get them anywhere else without, you know, pledging and waiting until August, but these are amazing dice. So back to the giveaway here, I want to tell you, because this one is a little different, I know some people are hesitant because of the link, but what we've done this time is we've actually went through a paid service through a website called gleam.io. now, this is, like I said, a paid service, so it's legit. It's not like a crazy website thing. It's not a spam. It's not anything like that. So, you know, don't worry about any of that. It's 100% legit. It's just an easier way for us to do giveaways. It's a little bit more professional. Since we do them all the time, we wanted to transition into something that works a little bit better for what we need it to work, and it's a little bit more fair, a little bit more random, a little bit easier to keep track of all the entries, because when you're doing a cross-platform thing, you know, you're limited to a lot of stuff, and Gleam helps us not be limited. They're not a sponsor, so we did pay for the service, so I'm just wanting to get that clear. But we're going through them, and it's kind of, I guess, scared a little bit of people, because you're not used to seeing us like spamming a link. It's just like, you know, it's usually a like and retweet or whatever. This one, like I said, it's gonna be a little different, but it's better. And so what we want you to do is we want you to click on that link. It's gonna be the second link in the description below. The first one's going to take you to the Kickstarter page, so you can check out the actual dice, see if that's something you want, see if that's something you want to pledge to, and then the second link will be for the giveaway itself. So when you click on that link, it's going to take you to a landing page. This landing page is actually a really cool thing where it's going to have your name, your email address. Most of you I know listen to your podcast on your phone, so since you're on your phone and you're already signed into a lot of your social medias, you'll just hit that. It'll auto do it. You won't have to do anything. It doesn't post anything without your permission. It just does exactly what it says in the giveaway thing to add your name to the drawing, and then you can actually come back daily for the last one, the bonus drawing, so make sure to do that. Like I said, we're using the service for the first time, and I know it's a little weird, a little different, but we're probably going to use this service going forward since it is so nice. So if you have any questions, shoot us an ad on Twitter, a DM, in our Discord, or anything like that. But again, we just want to assure you guys that the giveaway link is good, and that's how you do it, and we want to make sure that it's the best experience for you guys as it is for us. So thank you all for listening, and we'll let you enjoy the episode.
She's just going to turn to the others.
I'm just going to kind of mouth the words like, "Can I please kill him?"
No.
He's terrifying. And what the fuck is that thing?
Do you have any pictures?
I do. And she's going to go to the side. She's got a small table. I brought these in preparation. She has this thick volume, a tome. On the front of it is a red and black eye. It looks like it's wrapped in actually goat skin. And while the tome is big, the amount of sheets in it is minimal. There's not many things in there. This is an unfinished folio. Many of the pages are lost, scattered to the winds. I'm not quite sure where some of them are. No one really knows where they are. Otherwise, the folio would be complete. But one part is this. And she was going to open up the front page, and on it, it basically looks like a picture of a demonic goat head. Large, black, massive spiraling horns and tentacles. And vibrant red eyes.
Well, I'll be having nightmares for ever. Yep, that sounds about right.
This spell book is... Let's just say this folio is not a good thing.
Can I have it?
I'm sorry, Bill, but no.
Oh, okay. If I know this is Shub Niggurath now, and I speak to Gordon later and ask him about it, do you think he might teach me new things?
I don't know, my friend. I hope if he does offer that... You don't.
Oh, yeah, no, if he does, I'll definitely say no.
I don't know that I need to insight check that, but I don't trust what he said.
No. Is there anything that we can do to help him or guide him?
My only guess is do what you've been doing. I don't know.
So, just... Does anybody else find it just always odd that, like, you have some kind of dragon weapon that's overpowered, you have some kind of, you know, deity magic weapon, this guy, maybe you guys are heroes. Like, fuck. These storylines. I don't know. You know, I think I don't know what I'm gonna talk to Arcos. I don't know if me and Jensen signed up for this. I don't like the goats. I've never really gotten along with goat. Long it's drow thing, but I don't like this.
It's unnerving. But at least now we can put a name to the face.
I'd rather not, though.
But if it's really powerful, then it's good for us, because that means we can use it, right? And he'll protect us with power. We can be really strong.
I shrug.
Yes, but we can do a great many good things with this power.
Yeah, like all the dead people we can make come back to life and stuff.
Yeah, when he says that, I'm going to pull Jensen aside. Like, hey, bud.
Huh? What? Did I miss something?
You're fucking you. God damn it.
What's going on?
I think we need a new assignment. I don't know that this is really our bag.
I don't think we have a choice. Why? What?
What do you mean, why? Did you not just hear all that?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
You're a bad liar.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, I'm just going to internalize my fear and worries and then go just stand there and do my job.
Oh, okay. Doc, you said before that lots of people died and your family died, right?
It's true.
Do you think if I speak to Shub Niggurath enough, then I can make the whole thing, like, I could get everyone to come back to life?
I don't think that's how that works.
Bo, it is. Once people are dead, they're not meant to come back.
Yeah, but just sometimes.
No, never.
Yeah, but sometimes.
No.
But can I keep using my tricks, though?
I would say some of them, yes. Your friends say that you've been using some of them for good.
I use all of them for good, I think.
As long as you keep that in mind, I think it might be okay.
See, what if I get everyone back to life who died?
That's
good. Everyone will be happy because all their dead people will come back. My friend Ordok lost his family and they can all come back.
Let me ask you this, Bo.
Okay.
The last time you made someone come back, were they whole or were they broken?
They were a bit smelly still. It was a little girl. She was about 8.
There's a chance that when you bring someone back, that
she punched Goshen in the face, and then Goshen ran away.
All right, Bo. People are meant to stay dead. That's why resurrection magics have been outlawed. If you were meant to die, it was your time.
Yeah, I agree. I won't do it anymore.
Thank you, Bo. As your friend, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to turn to Goshen and go, like, just give him a wink. Like a really
old. Oh, my God. She's going to close this folio, and you can see on the side there's a little padlock. She's going to lock it and pretty much put it back on this cart she has.
Now, unfortunately, I have another class to teach. Do any of you have any other questions?
No, it's been weird enough today. I'm done. It's good. I want to go to the tavern, and I want to drink.
Thank you. By all means, have one for me. I can't legally drink yet.
Fuck it. Sure. Why not? Okay.
So, when do you want those ashes, then?
As soon as you can get them to me.
Well, Jensen's not paying attention. He could go get them right now.
If... I have my class to teach, but if you bring them, if you can leave them at the front desk for me,
Wait a second, lady.
Yes.
You're saying the most magical and most relevant to magic, discovery in the last 200 years, and you just want us to leave them at the front desk, or your class is more important than to...
By all means, the most magical item no one else knows about. In a place where I am powerful. I think I stand pretty good odds.
All right. Yeah, sure. Oh, fuck.
On second thought, my class is over at 4. After that is good.
All right, there you go.
I mean, literally, they're just in a bag of holding in my inn right now.
That's a good point.
I would come with you, but unfortunately, I cannot.
If you leave, will you turn to an old lady?
No, I'm only 13.
Oh, okay. I just wondered.
No, I... Never mind. It's a long story.
Plus, I don't think a little girl going to a hotel room with 5 guys would look pretty good, so...
No. No, it would not. So,
We'll meet you back here at 4.
Excellent. Take care, and she will motion for you guys to leave first.
Mm-hmm. Poke Jensen with the staff. Let's go drink.
That's the best thing I've heard all day.
Go push Ordok down the stairs. Balance! And just let him ride it down.
As you're walking out, I'm gonna, I wanna say, Helen.
Yeah.
Did you hear all that stuff about Shub-Niggurath?
Sure did.
Are you still really happy that you, dubbed me into Ordok?
I'm gonna get down on a knee. Like, as absolutely terrifying as that is, I'm gonna let you know here and now, little friend. You ever threaten me like that again, I'll tear your head off with my bare hands. And I'm gonna kind of rub his head like you do a little kid. Let's go drink. I don't take being threatened lightly.
All right, so you guys are leaving the little chamber she had you guys in, where she was pretty much explaining everything.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, Adrian sent us. He helped us up the stairs.
Oh,
very bright young man, that one.
The gay one, if that makes. He's either gay or a furry, because he was really in the ghost.
He could be both, you know.
All right. I don't see why you're having this conversation with a 13-year-old girl, but okay.
Wait, he wanted us to.
No, nope, too that late now.
I mean, I don't.
You made your choice.
I did. I still don't believe you're 13.
Anyway,
thank you. I will let him know he's done a great job bringing you all here.
Thank you. And I'm sorry to trouble you, but there's one more thing. Could you help us down the stairs? Point to Ordok in the wheelchair.
She's going to grab Ordok's wheelchair and him and vanish.
Well, shit. It was nice knowing you, Ordok.
We have to walk down all these stairs, but she couldn't just do that with everybody. Like, really?
No, I'm with you. That
suck it up,
up,
Helen.
All right.
That's real shitty.
You got two legs.
Bitch, so do you.
Fucking use them.
Now, as she's downstairs with Ordok.
Did she leave the door open?
No, the door is shut. Your friend's on a very thin knife. You realize this, don't you?
I do. So far, we've been managed to at least point him in the correct direction.
If others from the flock find out about him and who he is, that he is the speaker of Gordon, and he would be assumed. He would be viewed as their high priest.
Oh no. Bo in charge of 1,000 people?
No. I want to be the high priest.
I just said that. We'll watch over him.
Now, notice the folio I had was quite empty. There's only a few pages in it. I'm not quite sure where the others are, but if he comes in contact with them, there's a chance it could give him powerful tricks, as he puts it.
Do we need to be worried about his casting ability with the Grey Cloaks here?
Honestly, yes. He's not part of the Arcanum. He's not one of... It is an issue, though your friend let slip a name. I know who Andros is. I know what he is. I'm sure that whatever deal you all have, that adding Bo as a member of his household would not be that much of an issue. See, the Viscounts are allowed to have mage servants. It would give him immunity in terms of the Greycloaks.
Isn't this what Jerry had?
Yes.
There's a new position that needs filled, so.
All right, we'll see to it then.
If you have any questions, please let me know. I'd rather I find out than, say, the headmaster or the captain of the Grey Cloaks.
I appreciate your candor. Thank you for your assistance.
You're welcome.
And as she goes to leave, she's going to turn her head real quick.
I don't blame you for what you did. I can understand why.
And she's just going to walk into the crowd.
I'm just going to look down.
What did you do? Someone else not to trust.
Yeah, coming from you. And at this point, everyone's probably back down on the first floor.
What a bitch.
It's got to nod a little bit.
All right, let's go get these remains.
I thought we were getting drinks.
You and I can drink.
No.
On the way.
Other Helen is really nice. She'll let you drink.
Other Helen's really nice.
We're going to get the remains. We're going to come back here and give her the remains. And then what you do after that is your business.
What time is it?
It is probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
How far away is the Haven?
About a 45-minute walk.
Okay, then yeah. Yes, that sounds like a good plan. Get out of the way.
Yep. Fly so, like the wind, Goshen.
Hey, Jensen, yes, I are really fast.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that then. We'll head back to the Haven, grab the ashes and head back, and that should take up that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm thinking right. Like 3 hours or so.
Oh, 45, yes, about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, rather.
And it's about, 2 o'clock now, so 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock by the time her class ends, yeah. Now, so you all are heading the Haven, getting the ashes, and coming straight back?
I believe that's the plan.
Okay.
Should we split the party again? Like, should I just stay here? Or do you really want to cart me back?
Yeah, it's up to you. I mean, I don't figure we're going to do much unless we have, like, a chance encounter or a random attack or something, right?
In which case, it might be better that he's not around. I mean, as much damage as he could probably do with that hammer still, he is, like, in a wheelchair.
He still can't move, yeah.
Yeah, I figure I'll just stay at Haven and sleep it off.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we're coming back after we drop the ashes off anyway, so...
So the only Ordok staying?
No, unless... Jensen too.
So is Goshen also staying?
No, I'll go with presumably Bo and Helen.
Okay.
I mean, I can just run these back real quick. I have some stuff to attend to anyway.
I'm sure you
at
do.
At the Arcanum.
I like the Arcanum. I'm going to go.
I'm going with you.
All right. Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arm so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice. There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower. A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at. Ha ha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality, wooden, dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the US. That's what domestic means. Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing too. And it tastes good. Mmm. You probably shouldn't eat the... never mind. Remember, that's DOORDICE upon checkout. DOORDICE.